A Sacrifice for Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1879. Princess Katerina took the note that the servant was presenting to her on a silver salver and opened it quickly. There was very little for her to read, just the words, "I must see you. Please, dearest Katerina, come to me at once. Henriette." She read it through twice before she said to the servant, "Tell the groom who brought this letter that I will come to the palace of Istria as soon as possible." The servant bowed and hurried from the room, and Katerina wondered what could possibly be the trouble. Was there perhaps some crisis? Princess Henriette of Istria was her great friend, but as they lived in separate, though neighbouring, provinces, Katerina usually only ever went to the palace of Istria when she was invited. Princess Henriette had not sent for her for some time, and as she knew that she would have to stay the night, she hurried upstairs and instructed her lady's maid to pack her suitcase. "Will your highness be staying for long, Zin?" the lady's maid asked. Katerina shook her head. "I don't think so, but put in an extra dress or two in case I do." Then she walked downstairs to write a note to her father, to tell him that she was going to Istria. Prince Otto was not of great political significance, and he was seldom asked to the palace, and was therefore delighted when his daughter received an invitation. "I don't know why Henriette requires me," Katerina wrote to him, "but you will understand, Papa, I must stay for as long as she wants me." With the note finished, she ordered a chaise to take her to the palace. Then she changed out of her dress into something smarter, and which had a really attractive hat to go with it. Princess Katerina was exceedingly pretty. In fact, she resembled her mother, who was now dead, and was hailed as one of the most beautiful women in Austria. It had been a great surprise to everyone when she married Prince Otto, who was not considered nearly senior enough for her. However, the Emperor of Austria had given them his blessing without making any difficulties. Thies was a small principality with a large and impressive palace, and Prince Otto and his wife were very happy in it, making the garden a picture of flowers. They also rode on the best horses the prince could afford over what was now his domain on succeeding his father to the throne. When Katerina was born, they were thrilled and delighted to have her, although the prince had, of course, hoped for a son. Unfortunately, there seemed to be no chance of any other children, and so they gave Katerina all the love and attention that she might have had to share with brothers and sisters. She had grown up, becoming more beautiful year by year, and her mother was soon discussing with her father where they would find a charming but influential husband for their precious daughter. "Well, there is plenty of time for that," the prince said, "and you know, darling, whoever I may suggest, you will demand someone better." His wife had laughed and kissed him, and for the moment they forgot Katerina's future and thought only of themselves. She was perfectly happy with her father's horses and the dogs which were allowed in the house. Other people kept dogs in kennels, but her parents wanted their dogs with them, and they were as much a part of the family as their delightful daughter. When her mother died unexpectedly one really cold winter, Katerina realized that her father was broken-hearted and tried in every way to fill her mother's place. Aged 18, she was running the palace for him, and she chose the special dishes he enjoyed with the chef. She rode with him and learnt to fish and shoot so that she could accompany him when he was alone. Fortunately, he was very popular and extremely charming. Prince Otto had a great number of friends, and they too tried to make things easier for him after he became a widower. Katerina arranged all his dinner parties, and as her father loved her so much, she was hostess even when he entertained only his men friends. It was a strange life for a young girl, but as she was very intelligent.